September 21, Oswald Chambers, at most for his highest. Missionary predestinations. And now saith the Lord, that formed me from the womb to be his servant. Isaiah 49:5. The first thing that happens after we have realized our election to God in Christ Jesus is the destruction of our prejudices and our parochial notions and our patriotisms. We are turned into servants of God's own purpose. The whole human race was created to glorify God and enjoy him forever. Sin has switched the human race onto an other track, but it has not altered God's purpose in the tiniest degree. And when we are born again, we are brought into the realization of God's great purpose for the human race. For example, I am created for God. He made me. This realization of the election of God is the most joyful realization on earth, and we have to learn to rely on the tremendous creative purpose of God. The first thing God will do with us is to force through the channels of a single heart, the interests of the whole world. The love of God, the very nature of God, is introduced into us, and the nature of Almighty God is focused in John 3:16, God so loved the world. We have to maintain our soul open to the fact of God's creative purpose and not muddle it with our own intentions. If we do, God will have to crush our intentions on one side, however much it may hurt. The purpose for which the missionary is created is that he may be God's servant, one in whom God is glorified. When once we realize that through the salvation of Christ we are made perfect for God, we shall understand why Jesus Christ is helpless in his... He demands absolute rectitude from his servants, because he put into them the very nature of God. Beware lest you forget God's purpose for your life. That's the end of Oswald's text. The tricky part of this relationship with Christ and being an absolutely, completely compliant servant is that we believe falsely that we cannot really obey all of his commands or be obedient perfectly, because in and of ourselves, we just can't always be there or be fully obedient. But the reason Jesus demands in Scripture seem so absolute and unwavering and unbending is because when we receive Christ, the actual nature, the very nature of God, is deposited within us. Now, in our natural human ways of doing things and in our natural man and by natural thought processes, we cannot obey the demands of Christ. But if we stop trying to think through what God wants us to do or stop trying to figure out how to do it by our own means and our own talents and our own abilities, even using Philippians 4:13 as a backdrop that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, we will fail if we try to do it in any way through through our human potential. The real answer is to realize that we cannot do any of what God or Christ demands at all, that only God himself or Jesus Christ himself can perform what Jesus requests or requires of us. And since he has deposited himself within us, if we will simply stop trying, get out of the way, and make space for him, he can do his own work through us. So when you're trying to serve God with the best of your ability, back off, reconsider, and realize he doesn't need your ability. He had better ability in his angels. He doesn't need your service. He had better servants in his angels. He doesn't need any act from you, except obedience to his spirit, which enables him to touch lives that are near you whenever he chooses. Be still, be quiet, listen for the spirit's call. Don't move and don't plan to serve him. Simply listen and be obedient immediately when he says go or when he says do.